All right, today is our last year for Cheskes Habakkuk. So I always try to focus on Yesoidos that we learn from the Gemara. So I'd like to do that today, certainly. And from the Mice of Ravanin, to see where the story of Ravanin that we're going to learn is the Yesoid that's Negea to all of Shas, at least all of Chayshe Mishpat. And fortunately, there are a couple of Yesoidos here, so let's see them. First of all, from the Mice. Ravanin Shakel Bitka Ba'are. Ravanin's field was flooded, and because of the flooding, the boundary marker between his property and his neighbor's property was corrupted. It wasn't in its proper place. Azal Hada Guda Ba'ara Dechavre, and they went and replaced the boundary marker. I'm sure Ravanin didn't mean to steal anything, but he came and he replaced it. But it was Ba'ar de Chavre. He had unwittingly taken some of his Chavre's land, and as the Gemara says, he certainly didn't mean to. Also, the Kamid Rav Nachman, Amalei Zil Hadar. So he came to Rav Nachman, and he said, Zil Hadar, go and give it back. So Ravanan said, why do I have to give it back? For Achzikili, I am already a Muchzik in it. Why do you think you have a chazaka already? We don't pass in that kol b'fanav la'alter have a chazaka. Amalei v'ha'achil, da'asa v'siya b'guda ba'adai. But he was Michael because you see, he helped me put up this boundary marker. So obviously he's masking. Amalei mechila b'ta'asi. That was done in error. It's even hard to understand Ravanan's Havamina. Mechila b'ta'asi, he didn't mean to give you his land. At kufachi havi yadat, lo yavadata. You wouldn't go and steal somebody else's land deliberately. Kechida'at lo havi yadat, hunami lo havi yada. Just like you didn't know, he also doesn't know. And memela, it's a mechila b'ta'as, and hodra ara. I think most of us would consider this psak to be a davar pashut. I don't know why the Gemara has to bring it. I think we would all understand that this is the ultimate chazaka sheni mataina, because there's mamish no taina. He didn't mean to give it, he didn't mean to take it. And certainly, there's no chazaka here. There are two inyonim, kwalistic inyonim, that come from this sugya. One is mukiyasif and one is entaisis. We start with the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef makes a diyuk in this Gemara. Hashem derived it. He's quoting derived it. Why did Rav Nachman tell Rav Anan? He told him, just like you are unaware that you were getting someone else's land, the person giving it to you was also unaware that he's giving you the land. Since you are both unaware, therefore you're not kaima. As I state in Gemara. Since the two of you, the seis, is the mezaka and the zeicha. The mezaka is the neighbor, the one who's giving. And Rav Anan is the zeicha, the one who hoped to benefit. So Rav Anan was told that both of you don't have kavana for kinyan, so mamela it doesn't work. Zokta the Muki Yosef b'shem derived. Vaisla is from this Gemara. That if the mezaka had kavana to give the land to Ravanan, even if Ravanan was totally unaware of it, it would have worked. It's clear from the Gemara, because the Gemara says the lashon is kihechi da'at lehavi yadat, just like you didn't know, hunami lehavi yada. He also didn't know. Why didn't the Gemara just say you didn't know about it? You didn't know about it. You're not kaina. Zetman. That you need that both don't know about. So the kasha is, what do you mean? We know that a kinyan needs das. The case of Eider Benichse Hager, the Kesavah Shushalai, somebody who's working in a field that belongs to a ger, and he doesn't know he's doing a kinyan. But really, the ger died, the field is Hefker, and what he's doing is a kinyan chazaka. So we say, Eider v'nichse hager, if you're working in the field of a ger, because Sava Shushalai, and you think it's yours, and it's really not yours, and really it's not yours, it needs a Kenyan. Like Kana, we passed in that Oida Ben Asiagera is not Kaina. Why is it not Kaina? Because we have a cloud goggle that Kenyan needs Das. Right? We said 100 times. Every Kenyan needs Das except for one. Which one? Kenyan Chatzah. Kenyan Chatzah doesn't need Das. Chatzah Rishaladim is kind of like Shalai Medayatev. It's Chatzah Rishtameris. But every Kenyan needs Das. Every other Kenyan needs Das. So Oida Ben Asiagera, for Sava Shushalai, you can't be Kainit without Das. The Frekt in the Muki Isis. In our Gemara, why does the Gemara say that the Mezaka didn't have Das? Who cares if the Mezaka had Das? If you didn't have Das, you're not Kaina without Kavana. You can't get something without Kavana. Effort to arrive it. We have a concept of Das Acheres Makna. The concept of Das Acheres Makna Loi, which is an expression you all heard before, is normally by a cotton. A cotton can't be kaina anything without Torah. He has no Das for a kinyan. There's a halacha that Das Acheres Makna Loi, that if somebody is makna something to a kinyan, to a cotton, he's kaina min ha-Torah. Most famous case, a luv and an esrig on sukkis. If you makna something to a cotton, a luv and esrig to a cotton on sukkis, the cotton is kaina. Even though he has no Das, that's the rule that Das Acheres Makna Loi Shani. If someone has Das to be makna to a cotton, it works. Zot in Muki Yosef B'Shem arrived that Das Acheres Makna is not dakka by a cotton. It's by a gadol who's not thinking as well. Or there's a cotton who has no Das, or a gadol who's not using his Das. If there's no Das, then there's no Das Acheres Makna. So Zot derived a chiddush that even if you don't have Das to be kind of something, but if the Makna wants to be Makna to you, and it's discussed for you, you don't mind getting it, then it works. It works without Das. If Das Acheres Makna, that's derived chiddush. Now, just to show the scope of this chiddush, the lashon of the Ktzais HaChoshen in Simin Ayin Reish Hei Ktzais of Katan Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch brings Ha'eder B'Nichsei Hager or Ksavash U'Shalai Laikana, this klal, that if somebody does a kinyan in Nichsei Hager but he doesn't know that he's acquiring it Laikana, so the Ktzais brings Vida, you should know the Chol Zeh, this rule that you need Das to be kind of something, Udafka b'mitzia u'b'nichsei hager. That's only true if you find a mitzia, or you're doing a kinyan in nichsei hager. Avol b'matana kehagavna kana kivendika das acheres makna. Afagavda makabel lo yoda. V'lamadnu oisai me teirasai shal harayvid huva v'nmuki yosef percheskes habat in gabi ravana. He's all the shayna, he brings the whole lashon in nmuki yosef. And he says that Das Acheres Makna helps even if you don't have a mind to be Kaina. And then the Ktzais Kedarkei B'Kodesh writes, first he writes, Kenkosef HaRajba B'Tshuva, B'Chidusha rather, says the Rajba, and then Gittin Daf Chav says the same Yisayid, as the Ravid. Then he says, Cholze Nira Shenela Me'enei HaCharayim. He says, the Ktzais always is not hesitant to start up with other people. He says that a bunch of Achrayim forgot this Ravid. He brings first the Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek, and then a Tshuva Savaydes Hager Shuni, and I think he brings a third Tshuva, that they all forgot about this din. They compare Oida Nichsei Hager to cases of a Matana, where the Kaina doesn't have a mind to be Kaina. And in their cases, they're talking, they're paskening that the person is not Kaina. And he says that it's a toss. They forgot about this Ravid. They didn't get this far in Cheskes Habatim when they were learning. You can't say that about the Gedolei Achrayim. But he says, Nela Mehem, they forgot about this din. He brings one example. The Tzemach Tzedek is talking where a person wanted to sell a behemah mivakeres. We had many times, if a yid has an animal about to give birth to a bachar, you sell the animal to a guy. Because bizman hazeh, if a bachar is born to a yid, you're stuck. You can't bring the carbon. You're stuck with the bachar. So you sell it to a guy. So he has a case where a yid wanted to sell it to a guy, and the guy did a meshicha, but the guy was not thinking to be kainit. So he says, that's a cheres makna, should work. And the Tzemach Tzedek says, the guy's not kainit, because he didn't have das to be kainit. So he says, what do you mean? That's a cheres makna, should work. He brings a tshuva from Mary Mintz. He says, everyone forgot this. Then, the Tzais is a kasha from Matur. That's one thing to say that a tshuva sefer forgot it. But he brings a tour in a case where a customer is buying something and he's measuring, he does a hagbah to measure if the amount that he got was the right amount. And the makna, the seller, has a mind to sell it to him. But the kainah doesn't have a mind to be kainah when he picks it up because he doesn't know it's the right amount. So the kainah doesn't have to ask to be kainah. He wants to measure it first. So let's say he's buying a liquid. So he takes a measuring container. He picks up the liquid. He does that bar. He pours it into the measuring container. So the kainah does not have a mind to be kainah when he picks it up because it's not measured yet. The makna, he knows that it's the right amount. He has a mind to be makna. So the Torah says that the customer is not kain. So the Ketzai says, Matmiyah, he says, what do you mean? Das Acheres Makneh is enough. The seller had a mind to be Makneh, the kain lifted it up. And that's the Ravid's Yisayid. That Das Acheres Makneh is enough. So he has the kasha that he, again, it's missing this Nemukah Yosef. Now, of course, we all get nervous when we have Ketzai is telling us this Nemukah Yosef, Shem Ravid. And he suddenly finds that everyone doesn't agree with it. The question is the Ketzais of Das Yachid to pass like this Ravid, or is the Halacha Klar like the Ravid? So Bekita Eger has a tshuva. Tshuva Lamed Zayin, I believe it's in Chelek Aleph, tshuva Lamed Zayin. And he resolves the issue of this Ravid that we're learning. With another Yisayid, which again has applications other places. But the Kivagas Yisayid is that the Ravid is talking where the Mezaka had a das to be Mezakit, and the Zaycha had no das at all. We're saying that if Rav Anan didn't know anything about this whole business, he thought that the boundary marker is in the right place. If the Mezaka had a mind to give it to him, even Rav Anan was blank, he wasn't thinking about being kaina, it still works. Sofka Mekiva Eger, Adkan, we learned this Yisayid, where the Mezaka has das to be makna, and the kaina has a blank mind. He doesn't know there's any issue. He doesn't know what's going on. But when the kaina has a hepecha das, his das is to do the hagbah, but he dafka doesn't want to be kaina until he measures it. He has a hepecha kavana. Sukta Bekiva Eger, a Klal Gadol. There's a difference between a no kavana and a hepecha kavana. A hepecha kavana, you can't force me to be kind of something if I am having in mind something else. I'm picking it up to measure it. Now, he doesn't say when I don't want it. When I don't want it, it's pashut. You can't be makta to me, bakar. But Bekiva Eger's chiddush is that when I'm picking it up a kavana for something else, there, the Ravid Yisai doesn't hold true. That Das Acheres Makna works. Rav Anan didn't know there's any issue. So if someone thinks he doesn't need a Kenyan, and he's working on the Karka, so he's not having any, there's no Hepecha Kavana. There's no Kavana to do it for something else. He's unaware that he's doing it. He's plowing his field because he wants to plant. He's plowing because he wants to plant. Legabe Kinyan, He's not having kavanah not yes to be kind and now not to be kind.
That's a fair. You need a ma'aseh kinyan. You can't just adopt it and not, right?
100% you need a ma'aseh
kinyan. The person was doing it. The person had what kinyan was done?
He's plowing the field. Ravadan is plowing the field.
Only that's not a kinyan.
Oh, but that's a fair, it's a kid.
But that's a fair, if he wasn't doing the
Lagabe Kinyanim, he didn't have a mind, I want to be kind, he didn't have a mind, I don't want to be kind. He thought it's his. He had zero das for Kinyan. So there, das acheres machna works. It's not the same where a person picks it up to see if I want to be kind. He's going to measure it to see if he wants it. There, in his mind, it's dafka not his at this time. If in his mind it's dafka not his, that's a hepach hakavana. And a hepach hakavana, you can't be makna something to someone if he's blank, like a cotton. A cotton is a blank mind, so that's a cheres makna works. So Mela Gadol is not thinking, it also works. But a person is picking something up to be kind of it. There, a hepach hakavana is not going to... He's having in mind dafka not to kind it, to measure it. When he has a hepach hakavana, there, that's a cheres machna, that Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't work. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is coming to answer the Torah. It's even worse, the Torah is b'shem haravid. So the Ktzai says, maybe there are two ravids. We know ravid stands for Rosh HaBezdin. There were many people called ravid. So he says, maybe that Torah is a different ravid, but still doesn't help, because still not like our rival. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is miyashiv. Now whether this helps with the tshuvas and the achrayim, I didn't look in the tshuvas. Whether it helps with all the three achrayim that he brings, but it helps with the Torah with this yisoid that das a hepach hakavana. That's better. That says that's worse. You're not kind of when you have a hepach hakavana. So we learn two yisoides: the rival's yisoid. And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger's limitation on the Ravid, that the Ravid is still the only one there's no hepach hakavana. Hatzachin lo'adam shalai b'fanav only works if I do a ma'aseh kinyan for you. Hatzachin lo'adam, right? Sfiyam etam shlichus. So I find something in the street, I pick it up for you. I'm doing the kinyan for you. The Ravid is a bigger kiddush. You're doing the kinyan. You're missing das, so we combine my das with your kinyan. That's a tremendous kiddush. Much more is Achaladim Shalai B'Fanav. Now, if you don't mind, I just want to think for a minute. We spoke out many times, Rabbi Kivega's own yisaid, of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ena Mayel. Rabbi Kivega's yisaid is that if you do a Kinyan that you think is a Kinyan, Kinyan She'ena Mayel, you want to buy, you want to acquire something, and you do a type of Kinyan that does not work. Let's say you think kesef is kind of metatla. Many people today think kesef is kind of metatla. We all know kesef is only kind of karka, not metatla. So someone goes in, he gives the store a dollar, he says, with this dollar I want to be kind of this object. That's a kinyan she'ena mayel. Doesn't work. If at the same time he's doing a kinyan hamayel, let's say the object is in his hand. Now, yad, yadei shaladim is kedalar anis. You kind of. So someone goes into a store, he's buying a wedding band. It has to be his. He has it in his hand. He tells the store owner, I'm giving you a dollar. With this dollar, I want to be kind of the wedding band. So kesef is not kind of a tafla. Little does he know that yad is also kind of. He could have just said, I'm kind of with kinyan yad. But he had a mind to be kind of with a kinyan kesef. So that's called kinyan, we call that kinyan mayo, kinyan she'ena mayo. He's doing it simultaneously. A kinyan that works and a kinyan that doesn't work. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger's yisaid, b'ikrei in Masechtas Kedushin, but in numerous places, is that kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel works. With one or two exceptions, but generally, kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel works. You're kind. Even though you had kavana for one kinyan, and you did a totally different kinyan, it works anyhow. What's the original case of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ena Mayel? You remember? What? There was something on the floor. He was throwing coins on the floor. Same thing. Someone sees money on the floor. It's Hefker. And he lies down on it. And he says, I'm lying down on it. I want to be kaidit. Lying down on it is not a Kinyan. Dalet Amis is a Kinyan. If he would have had a mind to kind with Dalet Amis, it would have worked. So there, that's the original discussion where there's a little shakla v'talia there, but that's the original place of kiyamayah, kiyashayimayah. Now, let's talk about the yisayid of hefach hakavana, Rabbi Kiva Eger's own yisayid. That by kinyan, hefach hakavana doesn't work. B'chayra contradicts Rabbi Kiva Eger's other yisayid of kiyamayah, kiyashayimayah. I'm in a store. I have kavana to be kind with kesef. And I have the ring in my hand. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you're kind with yad. I have a hefach kavana. My kavana is to be kind of with kesef. Why am I kind of with yad? Why does it work? Is it a steer? What?
I have a
das. Why? Say, explain it better. I have das for a different kinyan. Doesn't matter. That's where Rabbi Kiva Eger's that we have in the Berachas Avraham in Kedushin, and the aside of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the way we understand it, is that you don't have to have kavana for which kinyan. There's no halacha when kinyan sarach das. It doesn't mean you have to be a lamdin and know which kinyan you're kind of with. You just need das to be kind with. So when you're in the store and you give a dollar for a ring and it's in your hand, you are having in mind to be kind with. There's no hepecha kavana. You don't want to be kind of. You want to be kind of with one kinyan, this is a different kinyan? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's side. That doesn't matter which kinyan. As long as you have kavana for the result to be kind of, that's an adequate kavana. And then it works, even though you really had a hepecha kavana as far as which kavana, which kinyan to be kind of. So, kavanah, this is the side of kinyan b'kavana. There's a stipler here, in, I think, Simchat Dalet in the Kilos Yaakov, who talks about comparing Rabbi Kiva Eger to the Ravid, the Kinyamayel, Kinyashayimayel. And Gradi says that the original case of Rabbi Kiva Eger with someone who falls on coins in the street is different anyway. Because there, the Kinyan that works is Kinyan Dalet Amis, which is Kinyan Chatzah. Says, Bekla, Kinyan Chatzah is the only Kinyan that doesn't need Das. So you can't ask b'chlal from the original case of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But I'll call him, what I'm comparing it is not my Einfeld, the stack was Einfeld, to compare this Ravid. So we have three steps here in the Ravid. A, the Gufa Ravid, the Chiddush, that Das Acheres Machna works by Kinyanim, even by a Gadol who doesn't have Das. B, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Yisayid, that by Hepach HaKavana it doesn't work. And C, the fact that kinyamayel, kinyashayinamayel, we are having a hepach hakavana in which kinyan, the pshat is, as long as you have kavana to be kaina, it doesn't matter if you know which kinyan. Those are the three steps here in Ravana. It's Aleph. The second yisayid from the story of Ravana is here in Taisus. There's a similar Taisus in Perakei Zeh Neshech. The shaila is whether Mechila B'Tos is a Mechila, or Mechila B'Tos is not a Mechila. Very difficult, Shaila Halacha L'Maisa. Someone owes you money, and you Meichel him, but the Mechila is for erroneous reasons. The question is, if the Mechila B'Tos is Chal, our Gemara appears to say clearly, Mechila B'Tos, he said it's Mechila B'Tos, he answered him, no, there was no Mechila. Agamara seems to say that Mechila B'Tos works. And Taisus here argues, Taisus says it's not Pshat. Gemara Nezel Neshech is Mashma Fakert. And we have here a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus brings Rashi. We have here a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus holds Mechila B'Tos does not work. And Rashi holds Mechila B'Tos does work. Taisus holds the Iker is like the Pashtos of the Gemara in Nezel Neshech. That does not work. And Agamara is different. And Rashi holds the Iker is like Agamara, and his Neshech is different. I think most of us would assume that the Iker is that Mechila B'Tos is not a Mechila. However, tremendous Chiddush, the Ramah Paskins, the Simen Reish Zayin, that Mechila B'Tos have a Mechila. Paskins like Rashi. That if somebody is Meichel something B'Tos, It is a mechila. It works betos, and the chayv is gone. You mechil someone for a mistaken reason, then the mechila is chal. Now you have to know, it does not mean that if you think he doesn't have to pay you, that's not a mechila betos. Mechila betos means you made a mistake in din, let's say. And you think that the chayv is gone, that could be a mechila betos. You think you have to be meichel, it's a mechila betos. It's not a mechila betos where a person thinks he doesn't need to be meichel. He thinks the person doesn't owe him money. That's not a mechila betos. If you do a business deal with someone, he gives you a check and you assume he paid the whole chayv, you cash it, and later you look into your books and you see that it wasn't the right amount, that's not mechila betos. Okay? Kesavish ain't sorach mechila, that's not mechila betos. Mechila betos is in a place where you were meichel, you had a mind to be meichel, but you had a mind to be meichel for reasons that are inaccurate reasons. Except where with the Nisaribis, he says. But otherwise, mechila betos have a mechila, and that is very hard to understand. Everything in mamonis betos is not, it doesn't count. If you machnes something to someone betos, if you buy something in the store betos, mekach tos, any tos in mamonis is not chal. It needs a clear das. Rabbi Chanan here mutches why mechila betos should be a mechila. What? Mechila is that he thinks that if we put the boundary marker up in this spot, and he was there 3 years, it becomes his. He thinks he was there 1 year, he thinks it's his. He made a mistake in din. Really, the din is, he can come back and get it. But if the neighbor would have thought, as Ravanan thought he thought, that if the person is mazik in it, that it's his, so that's mechila betos. Mechila betos is the case of Ezel Meshech, where someone's in a field and he eats the pears. And later on, I go for his entire on the pears, on the field, and I think that he has a right to the pears. Right? He lent me money, and I gave him the field, and I think that he eats pears in the years till I get the field back, he's allowed to keep it. So I made a toss and din. I think if I give someone a mashkin, he could keep the pears. That was my mistake. That's Mechila betos. I didn't know the din. So if in a case where there's an Issaribis, he has to return it. But if it would be a case where there's no Issaribis, let's say Reuven lent Shimon money and I gave him my field as a mashkin, and he's eating the pears. So there, we learned once that there's no ribis if a third party pays it. So I gave him a gift. I think that if he has a mashkin, he keeps the pears. I think it's his. So Rama says, Mechila betos have a mechila. That once he ate the pears, I can't get it back to him. So the Chanan has a hard time understanding why Mechila betos should be a Mechila. He says, if you're going to say, because Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan, if you owe me money, I'm Eichel you, it works Beteh, I don't need a Kinyan. So maybe that's why Mechila betos works. For the Chanan, it's not true. Because Hegdish betos is not Hegdish. And Hefker betos is not Hefker. Even though those are also things that work the pair and not with, they don't need a kinyan. So Memeila is up to Rabbi Chanan. I don't know. How does this work? Why is Mechila betos a Mechila? If I make something hefker, am I not giving everyone reshus to go to the field? And yet, hefker betos is also not hefker. You have to come up with a chilek between hefker betos and a chila betos. But you're right in the way you started to phrase it. Rabbi Chanan says, he answers with something that we once learned b'shem de Machne Ephraim. It's not the originator, it's from Rishayim. the Machne Ephraim talked about Mechila Baal Karchach. Mechila against someone's will. I mentioned to you stories then about somebody who had lent money to an old friend year after year, many, many times, and he was sure he'll never get paid back. And he was Michael. And the guy, the borrower, when he turned 60, he took out his IRA, he was wanted to pay him back. So he asked the Shaila, he was Michael. The other person wasn't interested in his machine. Why did he allow to take the money? So the question is the Machne Ephraim's question, whether Mechila works Baal Karchach of someone else. You owe me money, I say I'm Michael, you say you don't want. Is it Nimchal or it's not Nimchal? Mechila Baal Karchach. And the Shaila, my father, before he passed away, he told me he has a place where he has a list of everyone he lent money to. And he says, Michael, everyone he lent money to, except if someone's a rich person, he knows one of those people is a wealthy person, he says the rest of them could feed his das are poor people. He's Michael all of them. So not too many people came to pay. Actually at the Levaya I announced it that he was Michael. But one person came to me, a Malamed, during the Shiva. He said, I owe your father money. So I told him my father was Michael. So he said, I don't want a mechila, I want to pay. So I told him, look, if you want to give me a gift, I'll take it. But if you give me money, don't think you're paying the chayv. The chayv is nimcha. So he didn't want to give me a gift. So I never heard from him again. The shaila was, if he doesn't want to be nimcha, is mechila bal karchachal? Can I be machna something to you against your will? As yizachim adam shol b'fanav, I'm kind of for you. We're going to have, it's Mugi Yosef in the beginning of the first parak, that even though Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, if a person says, I don't want to be kainah. You can't be mizaka to someone if he's a Sayyidah Matanah Siyichya Yid. Aren't too many of them around today. You have a Yid who's a Sayyidah Matanah Siyichya. So the Mugi Yosef says in the first parak, two times the first parak, you can't give somebody something against his will if he doesn't want. Even though Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, we have a Kabbalah that every yeshiva boy knows. But if he says, I don't want it, even he says it a day later. Today is Zechus something for him. He finds out a day later, he says, I'm not interested. I'm a Seinu Matanah Yechia person. So he can't be Machne Baal Karcha. But Mechila Baal Karcha, it's not the Machne Ephraim works. Why? Remember the reason? Why does Mechila work? The word is, it's a siluk. Mechila is not a kinyan. It's a siluk. What does siluk mean? Mechila is always a case where you have something and I don't have it. All I have is shibudim. I have a taina that I should get. I lent you money. I have a taina. Mechila is a siluk. I'm saying, I don't want, I'm misalik myself on my time. You don't have to do anything to get it. It's yours beforehand. If you owe me money, right now all your money is yours. None of it is mine. It's yours. I'm just misalik myself. I remove myself from any time on it, any tmi on it. A siluk, when I remove myself, that's mechila, as opposed to all kinyanim. As opposed to Hefker, as opposed to Hegdish, by Hefker, something has to go from Irishus out of Irishus, plus Shad and Hefker. Until now I owned it, now it's ownerless. Plus Shad and Hefker. So something has to change. Something has to change. I can't do it. Because it's not Chal. If there would be a Matthias about Karchach, it wouldn't be Chal. Masha'en came Mechilah. Mechila is a siluk. Zakta Machne Ephraim, a siluk works Baal Karchach. It's not up to you, it's up to me. I have a tviya. I remove my tviya. If I remove my tviya, bang, you don't owe me money. You want to give me money, it's a matana. If I remove my tviya. Zakta Rabbi Chanan, if we have such a Kabbalah, that Mechila, bitos, is a Mechila. And it bothers us, what's special about Mechila, different than Kinyanim and Hegdish and Hefker? What is unique about Mechila? There's only one thing unique about Mechila. And that is that it's a siluk. And we're learning here in Rashi, a Chiddush, which is really the Gemara. The Gemara here says that mechila b'tos have a mechila. That a siluk, if somebody is misalik himself from something, even though he does it b'tos, mechila b'tos is a mechila. He brings a makar from Taisus in Kiddushin Daf Yotes that mechila to a cotton works. A cotton owes money. A cotton owes money. Let's say, in many ways, a cotton could owe money. Let's say he inherited money from his father with a shibud. So the cotton owes the money. If you meichel a cotton, it's not Taisus and Kiddushin, it works. Mitzvah, they argues. But Taisus holds, and he could be meichel a cotton's money. So, how can he be meichel a cotton? The cotton, it's always mechila bal karcha for the cotton. The cotton has no das. So he says that it's the same as say. Since it's a siluk, therefore, it works. And that's the aside of our Gemara, Mechila B'Tos have a Mechila, based on this unique attribute of Mechila, that it's a siluk, and that's why it works. So, Harbe Lo Madnu, learned really already enough for really two or three shiurim. The aside is that we learned this morning. And these are the two areas that are Yosaitis from Rav Anan. Let's learn one more story in the Gemara. We all like stories. Strangest thing, last night I met somebody about something else. He told me, he heard I'm going to Switzerland. The person I'm staying, at whom I'm staying, is his business partner. I said, good, do me a favor. Just tell me if the audience I'm speaking to, if they've been a Torah, if I could talk to them. Lomdish, or if they're Amaratsin, I'm a funny question to ask them, but if you ask for me, it'd be easier. So I got a message back this morning. They are B'nai Torah, you could talk to them, but she just wants you to say Maisalach. Everyone likes Maisalach. I tell them, I'm flying to Switzerland to tell stories. It's a Pasmachimish, I don't want to say Maisalach. But she's right, people like Maisalach. So let's learn one more Maisalach. The fact is that you remember halach is better from a story. So let's learn another story. Rav Kahana shakel bitka ba'are. Again, Rav Kahana had the same maisa. A flood took away his boundary marker. Ozol hoda guda ba'ara delavdide. Same story. They put up the boundary marker ba'ara delavdide. Osla kamed Rav Yehuda. So here they came to a dintara by Rav Yehuda. Ozol icy treisadi. So here it's already a shaila of Nemanis and Aden. Everyone agreed that the boundary marker was in the wrong place, but they had a dispute. Chad Omar, one of them said, Tarti Utsai Sa'ol. It's 2 feet or 2 yards, whatever it is, off. Chad Omar, Tlos Utsai Sa'ol. It's off by 3. What's the shaila? Now, obviously, Rav Kahana didn't know. If Rav Kahana knew, you didn't need Aden. So Rav Kahana said, I'll listen to whatever Bezdin says. So Bezdin has 2 Edim that are machish each other. Now, what's the need then, obviously? Rav Kahana Katayna, you have no witnesses. You have 2 Edim machish each other. Chad v'chad, they cancel each other out. You have no witnesses. So Rav Yehuda said no. Amalei zilshlun tarti nigoy tlas. Play 2 out of the 3. An 8 echad on 3 is nothing, but you have 2 edim on 2. So paskin the 2. Amalei, keman, what are you talking about? Who are you going like? Rav Shimon Elazar? The Tanya Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, lo nechleku beishamei ubisil, ashtike shtei kitei edim, sha'achas imeres mona, achas imeres mosayim. One says yo 100, one says yo 200. Now these are 2 kitei edim, 2 edim against 2 edim. Sheesh b'chal masayim mona. Everyone agrees that you have to pay 100. You don't say it's trey v'trey. On the 2nd 100, you say it's trey v'trey. On the 1st 100, yesh b'chal masayim mona. No machlokes. Ama nechleku al kat achas she'echadoyim mona. Echadoyim masayim. Shebeisame yoyim nechleku edusa. Beishame says when you have 1 and 1, it doesn't count. Ubeisil alayim rim. Yesh b'chal masayim mona. So you're like Beisil. You're saying Yesh Bechal Masai Yamana, which means that if one says 200, one says 100, I have to pay 100. So you're right, according to Shimon Allah, and Achinami, passing it by Sil. Yesh b'chama sayim on it. Amalei v'naisim alucha igrisa mimai rava, dein alucha k'shimon Allah. I'll bring you a letter from the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, to which they were obviously Meshubim, it was a bigger Beis Din. The alucha is not k'shimon Allah, amalei l'chi teisi. You bring me the letter. But l'maisi, he was masking that this is totally in the machlaikas of Shimon Alaza alibi de Beis Hillel. Against the Chachamim, I guess. I don't know who else, who the Bar Plokt is. If you say, Yesh B'chlal Masai Yamana, but you do not say, Yesh B'chlal Masai Yamana, this is the dispute here in the Gemara. So here again, this nice touches on a few interesting yusaitis. One, Derech Agav, there's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Dayanim. I think it's Simen Yudalit, Sif Aleph. It says an interesting din, which makes a lot of fights, that if Beis Din passes against you, you have a right to ask Beis Din to write down the reason for the psak. If you tell Beis Din you want to bring it to the Beis Din HaGadol Shabbi Yerushalayim. If you tell the Beis Din you want to bring it to a Beis Din HaGadol Mimenu, so Beis Din is obligated to honor your request to write down the psak. Only in that case, otherwise they don't have to tell you a reason. But if you're saying you can go to another Beis Din, Beis Din's obligated to write it. If they don't want to give you the reason, they can send it, they can put it in a sealed envelope or a shliach and send it to the Beis Din HaGadol. But there's such a din. What's interesting about that halacha is the Gra says the Makar is Bava Basra Mem Aleph on the days. You would think this is somewhere in Masechta Sanhedrin. I'm not an expert in Sanhedrin. In Masechta Sanhedrin, I don't know. But it's interesting that the Gra says the Makar is this story. This Ma'isuk, he said, that you're right, I'm passing. If the Beis Din HaGadol says differently, I'll follow that psak. So the Gra says, let's do this Gemara, which is Agav, Yisai. The main sugya of this Gemara, and there's one also, another Agav Dikashayla, which I didn't pursue, but I know that there's a tumult if we pass in Yesh B'chal Masayim on it. It's a very strange, it's a Rambam, in Hilchis Erechin, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, if I say Erki Olai, I make a neder Erki Olai. What is Erki Olai? You have to look up the list in Mesechtes, in Erechin, or in Parshas Bahar, how much I have to pay. Let's say my Erech is 25 zuz. So I have to give 25 zuz for Erki. Is it 25 shekel, whatever it is. I go to Beis Din, I give Beis Din a $30 bill, a 30 shekel thing, and I say, keep the change. Was I mekayim my neder of Erki Olai? So I would say, and you would say, of course. Of course. Yesh b'chal masayim on it. Zok de Rambam, you can look it up. I don't know what to do with the Rambam, how far to take it. He says you have to give the exact amount. The Rambam says if you give more, you're not mekayim the din of Erki Olai because he gave more. It sounds like he's paskening ein bechlal masayim ona. That there's no, when you're giving 200, you're not giving 2 100s, you're giving 200. You made a note that to give 25 zuz to Beis Din. You have to give 25. If you give 30, you weren't Mekayim. Chiddush Otzum. The Chinuch, when he brings this mitzvah, he says, Loi Pachos, and he skips the word Loi Yoser. And it's nicker that he did it purposely, because the Chinuch is quoting the Rambam word for word. Chinuch is Mr. Shinnun. And he says, Loi Pachos. I'm going to bring a raya from the Chinuch, the Rambam, that he says, no, Yesh B'chal Masayim on it. I'm not sure what to do. It's a nafkamina halach l'maisa. If a person gives meiser of his money he earns, let's say I'm careful, we'll be neder, but I'm careful to give meiser from what I make. So I keep a rough cheshbon. For meiser, I give more than a tenth. And I keep a rough cheshbon. If my cheshbon falls below 10, if my chev, I think my cheshbon might be below 10%, I give more. But I don't make an exact cheshbon. Is that good enough for Meiser? I have to keep a cheshbon that I'm giving Meiser. I would think, as long as I give more, if you give more, so there's a shlach, still giving Meiser, no? Now it's funny, in Meiser of Peiris, it's not that way. If you go, you have 100 bushels of tefuah, and you take 11 bushels, and you make it Meiser, the 11th bushel is not Meiser. The Shaila, the 11th bushel, the Mishnah says is Tevel. So you didn't separate on it, you gave it as Meiser, it's still Tevel. It has to be exact. By Mammon, is it that way? There's no din Tevel on Mammon. So again, I don't know what to do with this. As, if I recall correctly, in Avos Chesed, when we learned Avos Chesed, in Hilchos Meiser, it sounded like from the Chafetz Chaim that you do have to keep an exact cheshbon. What does that mean? If I give a quarter in shul, I have to keep a cheshbon? I don't know how that works. You keep a cheshbon every time you give someone a dollar if it's a dollar. I don't know. Maybe I can give a dollar and say this is not part of Meiser. And just whatever I keep a cheshbon is Meiser. But it sounds like, at least like the Rambam, if you give more, it's not... again, I don't know. I don't know how to work with this Rambam. And today I have the Frankel Rambam. If you look in the back, I'm sure he has Maror Mekayimus on this. I'm not aware of the Maror Mekayimus. What? The Gemara by Meisik Safin?
No,
so that I'd like to know. I don't remember. Kefal Lachaymish and Beruba. It's not included, but you weren't yet to the Kefal?
Yeah.
You weren't yet to the Kefal. Kefal has to be exact. So it should be in Beruba. It should be the seventh. It talks about Kefal. Is it right here?
No.
Okay. In Kabbalah and the Kabbalah will be a way to the Schiddush of the Rabbi. Okay. There's a third Indian, which had we been early in this man, I would have taken a whole shiur to learn a Tshuvas Rebaran, Mishnas Rebaran to have Tshuvas. It's Tshuva Nun. It's an Aguna Tshuva. You know, the Aguna Tshuvas, the Gedolei Yisrael, or Iska Arbit the Tshuvas. And he has a Tshuva about someone who died in World War I. Or we don't know if he died. The man was in the army, and his wife got a letter from the army in Maidah that he died, and he was buried in Ir Pliny, in a certain city. So the Beis Din went, and they tried to find a yid to say Eidus. And Eid Echad is kosher by Eidus of an Aguna. Chazal will make it, because he should die to a mincava. And they went to the army, they found one from a yid who said that he died, but he said he was buried in a different city. Nikvar in a different city. Now the halacha is the mulchama to say Eidus someone died, you have to say Eidus that he died and that I saw him being buried. Kvartiu, but doesn't mean I buried him. In mulchama, you're not neman to say Eidus that someone died unless you saw he was buried. Because in Mulchama, people get shot and fall down, and people think they're dead. Everything's a bahala. Once he's buried, he's dead. Even if he wasn't dead, but after they bury him, he's dead. So there's no. So the halach is the kfura part is a chelak ma'akiv in the Agadah Seidus. So Rav Aaron there has a long tshuva. On this shaila, if you have Eidus that are makich each other in a crucial prat, there's chakiris and drishis. Eidim are makish each other in the parts that are not so crucial, so when we make it by an aguna. But if they're ma'akiv in the chakiris, in the sheva chakiris, and the things that are must be part of the eidus, so then the stira is a problem. So Rav Aaron, in his tshuva, deals with the Shmuel and Chalkis Machaikak. It's all gebayt. On Eid Echad Amar Mei, say Eid Echad Amar Nerag. Shulchan Aruch talks, where one Eid says someone was killed, but someone says he died of natural causes. Whether that's a kosher Eid is to be mitzdarif, obviously that would be kosher, so it would also be kosher. Because Meis Nerag is always a more crucial point. The Nekuda he wants to take from Agamara, Rav Aaron takes from Agamara, and he uses it as a tziruf, is the member of Rav Shimon Elazar, Maidin Beishame Lebeisil Al Ashnei Kitei Eidus, Amanechu Kol Kat Echad. If one eid says 100 and one eid says 200, Beishame holds that's no good. It's a stira. Beishame doesn't hold Yesh B'chal Masayim up. But two and two, that's not a stira. So Rav Aaron, why is two and two not a stira? One and one is a stira. Two and two should also be a stira. Let's push Pshat in the Gemara. One eight says 100, one eight says 200. The Shammai holds that that's a contradiction. And they can't, they know it's echad v'chad. In Cain, by one eight says 100, one eight says 200. It's trey v'trey. So vayta, it should be two against two, it should be a contradiction. So Rabbi Aaron brings, based on the Rishalmi's explanation of Rav Shimon Elazar, that there's a difference between a contradiction where you need both of them. If you need both of them and they're contradicting each other in something, you can't use them. Or where there's a contradiction and you don't need both. It's two Adam against two Adam. I don't need two of them. Now if it's trey v'trey, it's not going to help me. Because trey v'trey, I have to cancel them out. But here, one cat says mana, one cat says masayim. In the mana, the edus of mana is good. Because the edus of mana is saying that there was 100, that the masayim is masking. They just say there was another 100. Rav Aaron wants to learn from this gemara to make a geder of a chilek. He says, when do we say one eight says mace, one eight says nerag, we throw them out? Because if he died, he dafka wasn't killed. If he was killed, he dafka didn't die of natural causes. There's a stira on the Gufa Edis that's crucial to us. Masha'en Kei, we both say he died. It's like both say there was 100. There's a contradiction on the second 100. If it's two against two, our Gemara says that's good enough. Zacht Reb Aaron. Now we don't pass Nebe Shammai. But he says the same svara by an aguna, we only need one eight. One and one by aguna is like two by two by mamon. He says they're contradicting each other on something that's not crucial. Where he was buried is irrelevant. If they had just said he was buried, not said where, it would be good. So he says that's like mana and masayim. The second mana is not crucial to the psak on the first mana. So he wants to learn from our Gemara that that's not called Eidim HaMechishon Zeheseh, and that it's kosher. He wants to be told that two Terutzim and a Beishmua. The Ikar Nekuda is that he's learning from this story, from this Maisa in the Gemara, this Yesod, that when two Eidim, against two Eidim, are Machish each other, in a non-crucial prat, even though it's part of the Chakiris, they have to say how much it was. But it's not crucial in the contradiction that it's not ma'akim and it's good. And who at the end in the aguna case? That's the basic yisoid of Rabbi Chanan. If you want to learn Rabbi Chanan, I'll take you a whole seder. Maybe by if your seder is only 1 hour long, but even those who are here for a full seder, it's a geshmak of Rabaran. I don't know if you want to spend time on it, but at least to know the yisoid that he brings from our Gemara, I think he brings the tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda about an aguna who also buys on our Gemara.